A Utah Highway Patrol trooper went beyond the call of duty to save the life of a five-month-old puppy.
Riverton dog breeder Marianne Miller says that she had taken Tennille to Scipio last Thursday to hand her off to a friend, and that's when she got away.
We were transferring Tennille over from my van to her truck, and as she was getting ready to put her into her Ram truck, Tennille just bolted with leash and just ripped the leash right out of Laura's hand. Just took off, went into the petting zoo. I mean, just saw the camel and said, oops, I don't like that. And then just proceeded to go up past the on-ramp.
Miller knocked on every door she could find, stayed the night in Scipio, and called every vet and shelter in the area. No one had seen Tennille. Fast forward now to Sunday, when someone driving south on I-15 spotted what it appeared to be a leash in the median.
Trooper Jeff Jones went to check it out, and when he found Tennille, he feared that she was dead. The only sign of life was a little wag of her tail.
Scooped her up, put her in my car, and then went back to the Flying J, which is where they had initially lost her, and got her a hot rod boat, fill it up with some water, and gave her some water, and thought, well, what am I going to do with her now? And they said, well, we have contact info for the owner. I said, well, let them know I have her, but I'm going to be going to the vet. And they're like, you don't want to go to the shelter? I'm like, nope, she needs to go to a vet. She's not going to make it in the shelter. So I called the vet over here in Delta, who came in on the Sunday. And well, when I first put her in my car, I sat down and started to drive off, and she kept trying to stand up and crawl over all my computer and everything and get in my lap because she's pretty big. And so I just petted her all the way to Delta, and she just lay there, and finally she fell asleep right before we got to the vet clinic. We got her to the vet and found out she had 105 degree fever and was severely dehydrated. Probably wouldn't have lasted the afternoon.
Today, Miller went to Delta and reunited with the dog.
The timing of the whole thing was just so bizarre that she would show up at that given moment that he was actually patrolling that area. You know, it just was a divine appointment. There's no doubt in my mind.
Wow. Now, the vet gave Tennille fluids, and all signs are that now she's okay, in spite of spending 3 days without food or water in coyote territory and surrounded by those speeding semis.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story.
Right.